Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. While the early morning is still a bit overcast and comfortably cool, the afternoons are getting warm in the garden. You can make some reservations at southcoastbotanicgarden.org to come out to the garden for a walk in the wild. If you are not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear your mask while in public. The beauty of the garden is not just inside the gates. If you drive up Crenshaw Boulevard, you will see some wonderful splotches of color in the trees along the verge, beginning with the Jerusalem thorn tree, also known as Palo Verde. It is distinctive for its green bark and graceful willowy limbs with the yellow and orange blooms to give it a spark of color. A tree that is drought tolerant, low maintenance, and can be invasive. The next couple of sparks of color come from a couple of gold medallion trees with their lemony yellow balls of blooms, and my favorite tropical hibiscus. Its name is Sprinkle Rain, and the flowers are a lovely shade of apricot with ruffly edges. Once inside the garden, a perfect way to start is in the Japanese garden and the fuchsia collection. After you relax a minute at the koi pond, just turn to the left and you can witness some of the most diverse color combinations in the flower world. The fuchsia garden is full of both hanging and upright plants that are literally dripping with flowers. If you look at the hanging baskets on the back wall, you find balcon there, a flower made of two shades of pink and so many that they look like a waterfall. And another all-pink flower is Southgate, but this flower is what they call a double. Then turn to see the lovely sunray on the corner, a flower with hot red sepals and purple petals. But what's interesting is the variegated foliage. It looks very much like the Tom West plant hanging just a couple of baskets down. Take a minute to admire La Campanella, another flower with purple petals but with white sepals. And this is a British cultivar introduced in 1968. Also look for angel earrings, a small, completely white flower. Then there's the really wonderfully and aptly named red spider, red sepals with red-violet petals, and this is an American cultivar, still popular after being introduced in 1946. As you leave the fuchsia collection, if you wander down the side garden path to the children's garden, you can find a few dahlia plants there. These have moved around the garden in the last few years, and the first to bloom is a lovely white dahlia named Boom Boom. Just behind it, a buttery yellow blossom. Taking a turn in the children's garden, you'll see a few balloon cotton bushes. These plants are not only blooming right now, but they also have the big round seed pods breaking open that give the plant the balloon cotton name. Its real name is Gomphocarpus physocarpa. While it's considered a weed in some countries, it is also a member of the milkweed family and hence a host plant for butterflies, including the monarch butterfly. A couple of other great blooms to see in the lower meadow, just in the corner by the balloon cotton bushes, is the purple Chinese hat tree. And then on the corner at the exit from the lower meadow toward the staghorn fern collection, the tall spires of the obedient plant are beginning to bloom. The obedient plant gets its name from the fact that you can bend the stalks and they'll stay in place. However, this plant can get downright unruly if left untended, and it will completely take over the bed where it lies. Just across the walkway, in the border to the picnic table in the staghorn fern garden area, are three really beautiful red banana plants. These plants give a tropical feel to the space and show off dramatic, nearly maroon-colored leaves. If you get out Tram Road to Memorial Meadow Lane, you'll see the lacebark trees are pluming, and just past them, when you see the hot pink crepe myrtle tree, turn left onto Alpine Lane and look to your left to see the Uruguayan firecracker plants that form the carpet under the trees. There are more of these lovely firecracker plants along Creek Lane under the jacaranda tree near the top at Tram Road. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.